Welcome, everybody, to Elite Performance. I am Jackie Story. I am a sports psychology coach. And what I wanted to talk to you today, because fall sports are getting started, is really your brain is not doing what you think it's doing. And I do believe that knowledge is power. And without that knowledge, you only know what you know, right? We've heard all of those quotes before. So let me break it down for you. Number one, anytime we feel a negative emotion, it fires right up the brain, but it fires it up in a very negative way. Anytime that we feel negative, our brain will get us to stop doing whatever it is that we're doing that's causing us to feel negative. The reason is because our brain hasn't evolved from like caveman times. Our brain is still in protection mode. Here's the kicker. When you're doing athletics, you're not in danger, but your brain doesn't know the difference. It hasn't like really evolved in that way. Like technology has evolved, everything around us, and our brain is really great at learning, but its initial job is to make sure that you are safe. So when you start to feel negative, your brain will do everything in its power to get you to stop what it's doing. Okay. It's protecting you. All right. So what do we do with how we feel in our negative emotions? Number one, being aware, right? This is where we only know what we know. If you are not aware of what is causing these negative emotions, whether it's anger, worry, fear, doubt, disgust, it could be jealousy, it could be nervousness or anxiety. And so you want to do is you just want to be aware, because what happens with sports psychology is that everything is cyclical. Everything that's happening in your mind happens over and over and over. So you have the same thoughts throughout the day, and the whatever thoughts you had today, they're going to happen tomorrow. These are not new thoughts. And the first thoughts that tend to pop up, 80% of the thoughts that tend to pop up within your mind are negative. So we want to be aware. First of all, knowledge is power. If you know anytime you have a negative emotion that you're going to have a negative thought attached to it because your brain is trying to get you to stop what it's doing, have a plan. Tell yourself something great. Tell yourself what your strengths are. Tell yourself that you can do it. Have something prepared. So when you start noticing that negative emotion, or that negative emotion is tied to, you know, you feel this when the game is tied. You know, you feel this at the end of your race. You know, you feel this the day before your competition, right? And so you just want to be aware and then have a plan. When your mind starts to go negative, what can you do to flip the script? What can you do to change your mind? I want to talk to you today about one word. I'm doing this with my team. I do want to do it with my kids. I hope they let me, right? But one word. What could be one word that motivates you as an athlete to do something you never thought you could do? What is one word that maybe you feel like you need? What is one word that inspires you, that you want to be? So I'm saying all of these different things because I'm trying to get your brain moving in the direction of a word that you need, a word that's calling out to you, because whatever that is, don't go away from it. Dive into it and really try to have one word. And whatever that one word is, write it down. And you're going to come back to this over and over and over again throughout your sport experience, throughout your season. And you're going to come back to it because it's going to be your growth. It's going to be your motivation. It's going to be the pick-me-up when you think you can't go on any further. It's going to be that flip the script. When your mind goes negative, you go positive with this one word. So you have this one word. And what I want you to do is I want you to reflect in the past. Think about what you've gone through. Could be challenges, could be great experiences, and write down the reason why you chose this word. Be reflective and move backwards. Why did you choose that word? Then what I want you to do is go forward. Because of this word, what is something that you are willing to change? And I always ask athletes what they're willing to change, because if we're not willing to change, we're not willing to go forward. We're not willing to progress. We're not willing to make that difference in whatever that is. And when we don't make that difference, we stay still. So what could you do different this season? That's tied into that word that you chose. We look backwards, that's moving forward. And then I want you to think about, what are you going to continue to do? Something that's worked for you, something you know you feel comfortable with, right? Moving forward makes you feel uncomfortable. Moving backwards allows you to be a little vulnerable and believe in yourself and begin to trust yourself. But there's also something that's working for you. So what is that thing that you're going to continue to do? What is that great thing that you're going to come back to time and time again and be like, oh yeah, that works. I'm going to do that. And that's just one plan to get your brain going in the direction that you want it to, right? Remember that as soon as we have a negative feeling, that negative feeling is how we're responding to our environment, right? We might be looking at things that are outside of our control, but that's for a different time. But really pinpoint, why are you feeling like this? And if you don't know, dig deeper. Once you find out why you're feeling like this, it's going to empower you. It's going to allow you to realize, I don't have to think like this anymore. I don't have to have these negative thoughts. But it all becomes a plan. You have to have a practice in, because the first thing that your brain will go to is negativity. It's protection, right? Worst case scenario, you know everything that's going to happen, but it never really happens. Okay. So your brain always goes to the worst case scenario. Have a plan. Tell me what you think. Hit subscribe. I'm starting my 10-week program August 13th. So if you are interested, definitely send me a message, email, DM, write anything in the comments. But I am here for athletes. I'm here for coaches. I'm here for parents to make a difference, not only in your lives, but in the lives of the athletic realm, in how we can build better, stronger, but also build within ourselves. Thank you, everybody. And I look forward to hearing that one word that you've chosen.